Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, June 14th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. So to round out this week, I wanted to do just a rapid fire rundown of some of the smaller changes in iOS 18 that we haven't had a chance to mention yet. For instance, Apple says that the iPhone 15 Pro's action button is getting more powerful with iOS 18 this year. You'll be able to assign the action button to the calculator, the stopwatch, an alarm, the home app, wallet, timer, dark mode, QR code scanning, a stopwatch, airplane mode, cellular data, personal hotspot, the Apple TV remote, tap to cache, and ping my watch. It can essentially be assigned to anything that can also be added to Control Center, which means once third-party developers adopt new APIs to add their controls to Control Center, you'll also be able to assign those things to the action button as well. The Home app has added a few notable new features in iOS 18, headlined by the addition of Guest User Access. This allows you to let visitors control your smart home accessories temporarily without adding them as a full permanent member of your home. There's also now support for robot vacuums in iOS 18 for the first time. Apple will support features like turning your vacuum on and off, changing the cleaning mode, and reading the current charge status. There's also a new Express Mode unlock feature for smart locks. This will allow users to unlock their house door as they approach, simply by the fact of having an iPhone or Apple Watch within 6 feet proximity. Apple says this feature uses ultra-wideband technology for security and speed. The only problem is it doesn't seem like there is a single HomeKit-compatible lock with ultra-wideband available to buy right now. Finally, the Home app will allow users who live in homes supplied by participating Pacific Gas and Electric Company customers to see a tally of their total electricity usage right inside the Home app. This feature is limited in scope because it only works with the Pacific Gas and Electric Company, but maybe over time we'll see more companies sign on to support this feature. As rumored, iOS 18 also offers integration between the Calendar and Reminders app for the first time, letting you view your reminders directly inside Calendar. The Reminders app still exists as a separate iOS 18 app, so viewing your reminders inside of Calendar is entirely optional. Apple Music in iOS 18 makes SharePlay more useful for more users. With Apple Music in iOS 18, you can now start a SharePlay session and invite participants to control playback even if they don't have an Apple Music subscription. The Apple Music queuing system for choosing what songs play next has also been revamped. There's a new Add Songs to Queue button at the bottom of the queue. You can also now clear the entire queue all at once and change the currently playing song without having the queue disappear. This makes the Apple Music queuing system a lot more similar to Spotify. iOS 18 adds Game Mode to the iPhone for the first time. This minimizes your iPhone's background activity while you're playing a game so that you can sustain consistently high frame rates, reduce latency when using a Bluetooth game controller, and reducing latency when using AirPods for audio, all while playing a game. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. iMazing is the world's most trusted app for managing iPhones and Apple mobile devices from a Mac or PC. iMazing 3 has been completely redesigned and re-engineered. It features a brand new interface and a revamped user experience, while continuing to offer the core features that have made iMazing a trusted industry standard. There are iOS backup management features, quick transfer for files, messages extraction, advanced data management for businesses and enterprises, and now iMazing 3 also supports Apple Vision Pro. Easily transfer movies and other media for offline use to enhance your Vision Pro experience. You can get iMazing 3 today by hitting the link in the show notes or visiting imazing.com. That's imazing.com. My thanks to iMazing for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. Next up, iOS 18 finally adds T9 dialing on iPhone. This is a shortcut to dialing phone numbers from your address book by typing in letters on the keypad. For instance, to call someone named John, you'd use the iPhone keypad and press 564 for J-O-H to trigger that contact popping up. This is a feature that many Samsung and other Android phones have had for many years, and it wasn't available on iPhone until iOS 18. Apple has also confirmed that yes indeed, iOS 18 will bring RCS support to the iPhone for the first time. improving the messaging experience between iPhone and Android. RCS will give your Green Bubble chats many of the same features of iMessage, like high-resolution imagery and video attachments, typing indicators, read receipts, and more. There are also new privacy features in iOS 18, including the ability to lock and hide apps. You can now lock or hide any application on your home screen with Face ID, Touch ID, or a passcode. Apple claims that this allows users to safeguard sensitive content from accidental exposure when sharing their devices or showing their screens to other people. If you're an iPhone 15 user, even if your iPhone is dead and powered off, you can now see the time on your screen with iOS 18. Additionally, spatial audio now works over AirPlay with iOS 18 for the first time, and there's a completely revamped flashlight control interface that allows you to change the direction of which way your iPhone's flashlight is pointing. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find all of the latest Apple news, including even more features from iOS 18, on 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Be sure to check out this week's sponsor, iMazing, at the link in the show notes. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.